Grand World of Monitor on this anniversary is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 Oil Treatment and 42 other fine car care products. In the 12 years that Monitor has been on the air, one of the biggest names in show business has been Sinatra. Frank Sinatra's been singing, acting, making various kinds of news. Frank Sinatra Jr. has been heard from in show business. And in 67, Nancy Sinatra's way up on top of the pop singers list. Here's her new number, You Only Live Twice. Like to win a pet from DuPont Auto Products.
A unique pet, like a Mustang, Wildcat, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
If you don't want the pet, you can have a new car of the same name.
It's easy. Nothing to buy. Just fill in one of the free entry blanks available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products, and you can be a winner.
Just think, a real live Mustang.
That's a wild or semi-wild North American horse.
A Wildcat.
Fierce, undomesticated North American cat, like your lynx or bobcat.
Barracuda.
A cranky, edible pike-like tropical fish.
Marlin.
A large deep-sea fish related to the sailfish.
Impala.
I couldn't find an impala, cry Bob and Ray.
Forget it. An impala is a reddish African antelope. Males have large black lyrate horns.
Or the ever-popular jaguar.
Large, wild, central,
the
south...
The jaguar is here live, Bob and...
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Here's a man who has greeted millions of people every New Year's Eve, so we're glad to hear from him as we start a new year.
This is Guy Lombardo, speaking for myself and the Royal Canadians. We congratulate Monitor on 12 years of outstanding and entertaining programming. Happy 12th birthday and many more.
Monitor Sports, every year, every weekend. And here with all today's sports news is Kyle Rote. Welcome, Kyle.
Thank you, Ted. And Monitor is still following the progress of the Buick Open this weekend. And for our final report of the day, we pause 4 seconds and then switch to Lynn Dillon at the Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Kyle. Well, for the second time today, a severe thunder and lightning storm postponed play in the third round of the Buick Open, this time for approximately an hour and 20 minutes to go with the previous delay of 2 hours and 5 minutes. At the time of the storm, which struck at approximately 4:40 local time, which is Eastern Standard Time, only 29 players out of the field of 70-some-odd had completed 18 holes. However, the rest had at least played 9 full holes. There are 10 more threesomes still to come in this evening, and right now as we sit here, we watch the threesome of Ginsburg, Sam Snead, and Doug Ford coming up to the 18th. Unfortunately, the weather forecast for tomorrow will be warm and humid with occasional showers and thunderstorms, pretty much the same as we've had today. Here are the leaders, Dick Sykes, Kermit Zarley, Tommy Aaron. They're all two under after 51 holes for Sykes, 45 for Zarley and Aaron. Right behind them, Crampton, Boros, Dill, and Golby, all minus one through 49 for Crampton, 45 for Boros, Dill, and Golby. So it's a three-way tie, Sykes, Zarley, and Aaron, minus two, as we draw to a close on the third round of play here at the Buick Open. Back to you, Kyle. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Also in golf, Mickey Wright still out in front after the second round of the Bluegrass Invitational at Louisville. And get this, she shot a course record of 62 today with 8 birdies and an eagle, a front nine of 29. She beat Ken Venturi's old course record by 2 strokes. She had only tied the ladies' PGA record. Mickey now has a 36-hole score of 133, 9 strokes better than runner-up Kathy Whitworth. The Executive Committee of the World Boxing Association has turned down an appeal by Cassius Clay's attorney that he be reinstated as heavyweight champion. Clay was stripped of his title when he refused Army induction. The WBA also named 8 fighters to compete in a tournament to find a title successor, with Germany's Carl Mildenberger ranked as the number one contender. After 6 hours in the 24-hour endurance race at Le Mans, a Ford driven by Dan Gurney and A.J. Foyt is the leader, trailing a Ford, a Chaparral, and 2 Ferraris. In today's baseball, completed games only. In the American League, Chicago 9, the Yankees nothing. Washington 7, Boston 3, Frank Howard with 2 home runs for the Senators. Baltimore at Minnesota, the day game of a day-night doubleheader, was postponed because of rain, and the Twins' new manager, Cal Ermer, formally signed a contract today and denied rumors that Coach Billy Martin would be released. In the National League, Cincinnati 9, Houston 4. The Mets at Chicago, postponed because of rain. However, the Mets were involved in a swap of pitchers. Jack Hamilton goes to the Angels. Nick Wilhite comes to New York. Fullback Jimmy Taylor, who played out his option with Green Bay, will join New Orleans in the National Football League, according to UPI, the official announcement expected in a few weeks. And the New Orleans Times-Picayune reports that Rick Barry of the San Francisco 49ers, will be switching to Oakland of the American Basketball Association, a $100,000 contract. And that's the late sports news, Ted. Kyle wrote here reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Right, Kyle. Sports news tomorrow on Monitor. This weekend, we're hearing greetings from all around the world. And here's one from Korea and one from Japan.
I am Hans Griffey, and I live in Seoul, Korea. I want to wish Monitor a happy birthday on its 12th anniversary. If I say it in Korean, it sounds like this. Monitor 12주년 기생일을 축하합니다.
I'm Naoko Nakano. I live in Taitoku, which is in Tokyo, Japan. I want to wish Monitor a happy birthday. Monitor omedetou gozaimasu. That means, in Japanese, happy birthday, Monitor.
Thank you. And in my native language, may I remind you, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Here's a treat that's hard to beat. 2 Wetson's government inspected all beef burgers, topped with velvety smooth cheese on a toasted bun. Love that Wetson's cheeseburger. In Levittown, Long Island, the Wetson's is located at 3946 Hempstead Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. Young women, as you well know, there's lots of work to be done by the United States Marine Corps, but it's not all man's work. If you're a high school graduate or senior about to graduate, if you want a life of challenging assignments and exciting adventure, talk it over with your nearest Marine Corps representative. As a woman Marine, you will work with other Marines on important projects. Travel, recreation, and a full social life is practically unlimited for a woman Marine. Get all the details from the person who knows. You'll find your Marine Corps representative listed in the white pages of your telephone directory under U.S. government. Weeknights from 7 to 7:45, WNBC widens your world with news. National news, world news, local news, in-depth news, on-the-spot news, business news, sports news, all the news. Monitor Music next, a new one by Trini Lopez called The Bramble Bush.
The bramble bush is lovely. It thrills you with delight. The flowers on the bramble bush were all so pink and white. But if you reach to pluck one, as sure as you are born, the bramble bush will stick you with its prickly thorn. And the pretty girl is like a bramble bush. It's a pretty girl. Will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. But you'll get stuck if you should touch. The girl I fell in love with was such a lovely sight. So beautiful to gaze upon, so soft and pink and white. And as I reached to kiss her beneath the summer skies, I was so much in love I didn't realize that a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Aha! The summer soon was over, and autumn chilled the sky. The flowers on the bramble bush began to fade and die. And with the faded flowers, my true love traveled on. And I can feel the thorns now that my lover has gone. But the pretty girl, yes, is like a bramble bush. Yes, the pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. But you'll get stuck if you should touch. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush.
Here are Bob and Ray with an entertaining message from our host, DuPont Auto Products.
This is highly regarded Wally Ballou at the famous discount store House of Lowe. I'm in the automotive department where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont Auto Products. Many people here are busily filling in the free entry blanks for the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Now, I don't have to buy anything. Just fill in the blank, and I can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, or new car of the same name.
That's right, ma'am. Which would you choose?
Well, I have no place to keep a Marlin or Barracuda. You never really get to know a Jaguar.
Well, you take the car.
No, I can't drive. I think I'd settle for the Impala. I hear they're very affectionate. Easily housebroken.
I see.
Attention, House of Lowe shoppers. A special treat in the automotive department. The highly regarded reporter, Wally Ballou, is at the DuPont Golden 7 display. Go say hello and enter the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
You're Wally Ballou.
Oh, that's right, Bob.
I can see why TV hasn't beckoned. I have to run along.
Well, everybody seems to have left the area, so this is Wally Ballou returning it.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Monitors ring around the world now. This weekend, reports on the past, present, and future of strategic areas, as seen by our NBC News correspondents on this 12th anniversary program. Here with a look at Latin America is Ron Nessen in Mexico City.
If someone gave Monitor a birthday party in Mexico, hanging from the ceiling would be piñatas, paper or clay figures filled with gifts. The guests would be blindfolded, given sticks, and told to break the piñatas and scramble for the gifts. Traditionally, the piñatas are in the shape of burros or horses or simple globes decorated with tassels. But nowadays, more and more of the piñatas are made in the shape of Batman or space satellites. If Monitor had a birthday party here, a mariachi band would play the traditional Mexican birthday song, Las Mañanitas. Jose Monitor, Mexican style. One development of these last 12 years has been the spread of American culture, or at least pop culture, in Latin America. In all the big cities, rock and roll music and mod fashions are popular. American television programs with the dialogue dubbed into Spanish make up a big part of the TV schedules. The unhappy fact is that Latin America is troubled today by all the same problems it had when Monitor first went on the air in June of 1955. In fact, many of the problems have grown worse over these last 12 years. To be sure, some of the dictators are gone, assassinated or in exile. Perón, Jiménez, Batista, Trujillo. But other dictators are still in power, Stroessner and Duvalier. Some new dictators have come along, Onganía. And in Nicaragua, the dictatorship has become a kind of family inheritance. General Anastasio Somoza was murdered. His son Luis took over, and now Luis's brother Anastasio Jr. is the ruler. The most important development of these last 12 years in Latin America was the rise of another kind of dictator, a communist dictator, Fidel Castro of Cuba. Not only has he set up a communist government on the island 90 miles off the coast of Florida, but he is trying to spread communism to the rest of Latin America through subversion and propaganda. Here and there, Castro's appeal is finding followers. This is because Latin America in 1967 has all the same characteristics it had in 1955. Too many people, not enough money, not enough food, not enough jobs, not enough houses, schools, or hospitals, not enough political stability, and most of all, too much stubborn opposition by the rich and privileged to doing anything to help the poor and downtrodden. The United States has tried various plans to bring Latin America into the 20th century before the people turn to the glittering promise of communism. By and large, the American effort has not been successful. Ron Nesson, NBC News, Mexico City.
Ring around the world, looking at the past, present, and future in other parts of the world this weekend. When Monitor went on the air in June of 1955, this was one of the big hits.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, go along. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
The Cordettes, the Girls Barbershop Quartet from Sheboygan. They had won Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout show in 1950 on the night comedian Wally Cox lost. And they became regulars on the Godfrey radio and television shows. But in 1953, they were fired as Godfrey's friends and went on to become recording stars for Archie Blyer's record company. This record of Mr. Sandman sold 2 million copies. Where are the Cordettes now? Ginny works for a bank in Palm Springs, California. Carol's the wife of a Long Island restaurateur. Dottie and her husband went back to Sheboygan. And Janet married Archie Blyer. He has a one-note part in this number. Listen and hear him say yes. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Mr. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come-hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam.
Mr. Sandman, as the Cordettes sang it in 1955, back to the present and a problem. If your car engine sounds sick and acts sick, if it's too noisy and doesn't come across with the power you want, better give it a treatment with DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, boosts compression and horsepower, improves engine performance 7 ways. Add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment when you add or change oil. It's a great tonic for engines. DuPont Golden 7
makes cars take off like a whisper. In the South, you can hear us on WSB Atlanta, the voice of the South, Georgia's only 50,000-watt clear channel station. The Weekend World of Monitor is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products. This is Ted Steele, and I'm going to let someone else get the last wish in edgewise.
Kelly Berman wishing Monitor a very, 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 very happy birthday.
Celebrating 12 years of the best combination of news, entertainment, and sports, Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Carl Reiner.
And Mel Brooks.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday, Merrimack.
Thank you, Ben. And this is Ted Steele for Merrimack 1967. That's not true, of course. This is Monitor, a winner, just like that famous ironclad warship of the 1862 sea battle. We've won 12 years on radio, thanks to listeners like you. And in this half hour, we'll look forward to the future. This weekend, the world of Monitor is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. Here's a message from our hosts.
This is Wally Ballou, award-winning reporter of the Bob and Ray staff at Shirley's Game Farm, where the prizes in DuPont Auto Products Winnipeg Sweepstakes have all been assembled and are being cared for until the winners are chosen. With me is the owner.
Welcome to Shirley's Game Farm, Wally.
Thank you, Shirley. Mr. Shirley, right. I heard the last of the pet prizes was shipped here today, the Barracuda.
Yes, the roster's complete. We have the Wildcat, Mustang, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, and of course the Barracuda.
These animals are all prizes in the Winnipeg Sweepstakes. Some lucky people will win whichever of these beasts they want simply by filling in the free entry blanks available where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Or, as I understand it, they can choose a new car of the same name.
Plus 777 other prizes, Shirley. Mr. Shirley. What if everyone selects the new car over the pet? What happens to the animals?
Well, they also will be able to choose. They can either be sent back to their natural habitat or the zoo or aquarium of their choice.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law.
Thank you.
organized more and more by Sandler and Young. You know, we've certainly had a lot of weather over the 12 years Monitor's been on the air, but neither snow nor sleet nor gloom of night shall stay this program from its regularly scheduled broadcasts. What's the weather going to be like 12 years from now? Well, we have as good a chance of being right about that as we do of predicting tomorrow's weather correctly, I guess. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington, interviewed Dr. Robert White, head of the Environmental Science Services Administration, which includes the Weather Bureau.
Dr. White, you've been with it a long time now. What would you say is the forecast, you should pardon the expression, for the next 12 years?
Well, I think the forecast is for good weather ahead. When we look to the future 12 years hence, why, we'll be dealing with totally new kinds of satellite systems, which will bring our global atmosphere under complete observation. There'll be two kinds of satellite systems, some operating at synchronous altitude, which will be able to give us a continuous view of the world's weather every 10 or 20 minutes or so. And we'll have polar orbiting satellites that will be able to measure the temperature distribution in the vertical and give us the data we need to feed into our high-speed computers to make much longer-range forecasts than we have today.
Well, one of your special interests, I know, has been weather control, or perhaps modification is a better word. By the time Monitor turns 24, 12 years hence, will we be controlling our weather?
I think we'll be controlling our weather under certain kinds of conditions much more extensively than we are today. I think you'll see much wider operational use of techniques for dispersing fog at airports and low clouds. I think it's clear that in many parts of the country where we have the appropriate meteorological conditions, why we'll be able to augment our rainfall in significant ways.
Well, by the end of the next 12 years, Dr. White, will we be any further along in being able to predict such things as cyclones, tornadoes, or earthquakes?
I think certainly our precision in locating and predicting tornadoes will increase as we introduce new radars, higher speed communications, and understand more about tornado formation processes. Earthquakes are another matter. We now feel that there may be a chance that an earthquake prediction technique could be developed. We still don't understand enough about earthquakes to be sure of that. So I wouldn't want to hazard a guess as to whether we will have a technique for predicting earthquakes that would be useful. But certainly research along these lines should be carried out over the next 12 years.
Looking beyond Monitor's next 12 years, what can you foresee, Dr. White? And we won't hold you to this weather prediction. What do you think our weather forecasting will be like, say, by the turn of the century? That's 33 years from now.
Well, that's a tall order, but certainly it is going to be radically different from what we have today. I think there'll be a much larger dependence upon satellite observing systems, with satellites being able to give us a very large fraction of the information that we need. Our mathematical techniques for making weather predictions will be much more highly developed. The computers which we will have available to us will be very much larger. Our forecasts could, if we can get the necessary observations, could be extended out for periods perhaps as long as 2 weeks with considerable accuracy.
Thank you very much, Dr. Robert White, head of the Environmental Science Services Administration. And we hereby issue you an invitation to return to this microphone 12 years hence on Monitor's 24th birthday. This is Peter Hackus in Washington. Now back to Monitor in Radio Central.
And the only thing we can be sure of about the weather in 12 years is people will still be going around in the summer saying, hey, is it hot enough for you, huh? Next question. Has your car still got what it takes? Pep and power when you take off, and a smooth purr when you roll off the miles. If not, you need DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment boosts compression and horsepower, quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, improves engine performance 7 ways. When you add or change oil, add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment. Make sure your engine's got what it takes. Golden 7 makes your car take off like a whisper. Big hits of Monitor's 12 years ago.
You say, you say, baby, clapping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity clap, clippity clap, clippity 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 clapping along.
Frankie Lane's mule train rode off into the wild blue yonder, and so did Frankie Lane for a while. But in 1967, he's made a comeback. And here's his current hit, You wanted someone to play with.
I know that you wanted someone to play with, while I wanted someone to love. Then you made me feel that your love was real, the love that I always dreamed of. And then you laughed when I cried for your kisses. To me, they meant heaven above. Oh, you wanted someone to play.
Nice things about birthdays is hearing from friends. A couple of telegrams here I'd like to read. Happy birthday to Monitor from WIOD in Miami. Ratings are groovy. And another one from all of us here at WVMT, Burlington, Vermont. Happy 12th birthday and many more to come. Thank you, and you're on the 12th anniversary Monitor Beacon. Monitor's 12th birthday coincides with the 10th anniversary of the Dew Line, our defense early warning system. We're calling Cam Maine, Cambridge Bay, Canada, one of our string of outposts in the Arctic Circle, where the Air Defense Command of the United States Air Force keeps watch. Hello, Cam Maine, Cambridge Bay. This is Ted Steele for Monitor. Who am I talking with? Come in, Cambridge Bay. Are you there? We seem to have lost contact. Cam Maine, Cambridge Bay, are you there? Something evidently has happened to our transmission line, but we'll keep trying to get them. Cam Maine, Cambridge Bay, if you're hearing us, come in the Arctic Circle.
Yes, sir. This is Major Lanterville speaking, sir.
Good, Major. Loud and clear. Now, what kind of a day did you have?
It's exactly about 7:50 in the evening here, sir.
Good. What did you do today?
Well, actually, I just went out for a short walk today and got myself some fresh air since the temperatures are getting somewhat reasonable.
Like what, Major?
Well, tonight we have a temperature of 29 degrees Fahrenheit and about a 25 knot wind out of the northeast, and we're overcast.
Did you celebrate your 10th anniversary at dinner, Major?
Right, we're celebrating sort of a birthday along with you, and we wish to congratulate you on your 12th birthday, and we're celebrating here our 10th anniversary on the line, as you know.
How are you celebrating?
Well, we had a very fine steak dinner this evening, as a matter of fact, sort of a little celebration to go along with all of this.
Good, Major. I want to say happy 10th anniversary to all you men on the Dew Line from Monitor.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Right, Major.
Goodbye.
Good night. We've been talking to Cam Maine, Cambridge Bay, and on we go here as DuPont Auto Products. Your host for this weekend, they have an offer to make right here, so Bob and Ray will tell you about it.
How would you like to win a real live pet? One you can be proud of?
A pet like a wildcat, mustang, marlin, barracuda, impala, or jaguar.
Or, if you don't want the pet, a new car you can be proud of with the same name as the aforementioned beasts.
Well, you can, simply by filling out a free entry blank available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. And there's nothing to buy. Hello? Winnipeg headquarters.
Hi. Just a second while I go lower my radio.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Oh, I think he disconnected himself. Hello, Winnipeg headquarters.
Listen, these pets being given away by DuPont Auto Products, is this for real?
Oh, yes, sir, it certainly is.
Do they have pedigree papers?
Yes, except for the Marlin and Barracuda. However, if you choose a car, they all have registration papers.
Thank you, see, Martha, I told you they were serious.
Hello?
Hey, it's me again. I lowered my radio.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. The UN Security Council is scheduled to go into emergency session shortly after 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, and of course NBC News and Monitor will keep you informed of all the news during this Middle East crisis.
This is Whitey Ford. I'd like to wish Monitor a very happy birthday on June the 10th.
Whitey Ford, one of the big names in sports. And here's Joe Garagiola to talk about other famous players on this special occasion.
As I'm sure you know by now, this is a birthday weekend here at Monitor. Monitor was born in 1955. The other day, I took time out to look back at the people who were the sports headliners of 12 years ago. I think that those of you who are sports fans will get a kick out of looking back, too. 1955 was the year that the Brooklyn Dodgers won their very first World Series when Johnny Padres shut out the New York Yankees in the seventh game. It was Johnny's second victory in that series and earned him Sport Magazine's award as the outstanding World Series player. You'd have to figure that as a little bit of an upset, since during the 1955 season, Padres had lost more games than he won. But for upsets, you'd have to look to golf, particularly to the U.S. Open that year. That was the one where Ben Hogan was accepting congratulations for having won his fifth Open until a man nobody ever heard of, named Jack Fleck, dropped a birdie putt on 18 that caused the playoff. And not only that, but Fleck won that playoff. Let me try a name on you. Bob Swikert. Remember that name? Well, right around the time that Monitor was coming into existence, people were hearing a lot about Bob Swikert because he had just finished winning the Indianapolis 500. A lot of the big names in sports in 1955 are still very familiar. The heavyweight champion of the world was Rocky Marciano, and the Masters Golf Tournament was won by Kerry Middlecoff. In 1955, there were some young men in college who were getting big headlines and who were on their way to getting big paychecks for doing the same thing. The Football All-America of that year included such names as Michigan end Ron Kramer, a tackle from West Virginia named Sam Huff, and backfield stars like John Arnett of Southern California, Hopalong Cassidy of Ohio State, and Paul Harning of Notre Dame. Also, there was Tommy McDonald of Oklahoma, a team that was then in the middle of a 47-game winning streak. The NCAA basketball title went to the University of San Francisco, thanks mainly to the efforts of their big center, Bill Russell, who was to make history in the NBA as both a player and a coach. The Detroit Red Wings had possession of hockey's Stanley Cup, but the league's most valuable player was the same Boom Boom Jeffrion, who came out of retirement to join the New York Rangers in the season just ended. The Australian tennis players not only defeated the Americans for the Davis Cup, but they pitched a shutout. 1955 was the year that Al Kaline became the youngest player in history to lead the American League in batting. The National League's Rookie of the Year was Bill Verdon, now a manager in the Mets organization. In the American League, it was Herb Score, whose career was shortened by an accident 2 years later. There have been a lot of changes since 1955, but there are some things that don't seem so different. The home run kings of the two major leagues were Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola, one of the big names in Monitor Sports, and he's also heard Monday through Friday on NBC Radio.
Bob and Ray reporter Wally Ballou at the farm where all the pet prizes in DuPont's Win a Pet sweepstakes are being taken care of by headkeeper Matt Neffer.
You're just in time, Wally. I'm about to feed them.
How are the beasts doing?
I'm afraid the prizes aren't getting along together.
Oh?
The Jaguar and the Wildcat have had a few spats. Both of them have been licking their chops over the Impala.
Well, what about the Mustang and the fish prizes?
Well, the Mustang has been a real pussycat, figuratively speaking. But the Marlin and Barracuda have been a problem right along. As a matter of fact, the Marlin, you see, is the second one. The Barracuda ate the first one.
See, they're in separate tanks now.
Right. I'll be glad when this Win a Pet sweepstakes is over. I'm a nervous wreck.
Well, I doubt the winners will choose the pets over the new cars with the same names. You may be stuck with these critters.
Well, I hope not. They're really swell pets, folks.
For a chance to win a Wildcat, Mustang, Impala, Barracuda, Marlin, or Jaguar, or a new car of the same name, fill in a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Care to feed the Wildcat, Wally?
No, thank you.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Joe Harnell with Sunrise Serenade. You know, Monitor has had the opportunity of talking to many of the most interesting people of our times over the past 12 years. One of these people was a show business great, the late Sophie Tucker. It was my privilege and pleasure to be the one to interview the lady, and I'd like to recall a bit of that talk now. First subject, age.
Ted, I'm a young 75.
I don't believe it.
Oh, yes, a young 75 on January the 13th, 1963.
You know, Sophie, they've talked about people retiring in show business. A lot of them retire at 60, 65. I suppose you're going to take it easy for 1963?
I'm not going to take it easy. I'm going to work, Ted, work. I love work.
I don't know what we're going to do with you now.
Aw, Ted, I love to work. I love to make people happy, and I'm happy when I'm working.
And when Sophie Tucker was working, everyone else was happy, too. One of the great stars of the entertainment world, as she was interviewed on Monitor in 1963. This 1967 weekend is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products. This is Ted Steele. We'll be back after NBC News on the Hour.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
The Brad Crandall Show is a fact. The Brad Crandall Show is, I think, an interesting fact. The Brad Crandall Show some nights is just one interesting fact right after another. And, of course, the best-known interesting fact on the WNBC Brad Crandall Show, they keep telling me, is me. They is my mother, my father, you know. But that's personal opinion. If you're interested in facts, well-known, little-known, obscure, or manifest, and opinions, lots of those, you call me at Plaza 78866 weeknights following the 9 o'clock news, and we'll have a factual discussion.
Come alive! You're in the Big Wilson Regeneration, mornings from 5 to 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.
For 17 years, Radio Free Europe has been broadcasting day and night to the 83 million people living under communist domination in Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria. Today, this work is more important than ever. With your support, Radio Free Europe can continue to bring the truth to these people. Send your contribution today to Radio Free Europe, Box 1967, Mount Vernon, New York. It's 9 o'clock.